Blue Jackets players, general manager try to make sense of tragedy after deaths of Gaudreau brothers. Columbus, Ohio, just 3 weeks before the opening of training camp, the Columbus Blue Jackets are trying to make sense of a senseless tragedy after All-Star winger Johnny Gaudreau and younger brother Matthew died when they were struck by a suspected drunken driver while riding bicycles in their home state of New Jersey. Don Waddell, the club's president of hockey operations and general manager, and four of Johnny Gaudreau's teammates spoke to reporters Wednesday at Nationwide Arena to share their feelings about the 31-year-old before a nighttime candlelight vigil that will include 13 minutes, 21 seconds of silent remembrance in honor of Johnny and Matthew's jersey numbers. "While there's a huge hole in our lineup, there's an even bigger one in our hearts," Waddell said, acknowledging questions remain about how the team will move forward. "Our immediate focus is on supporting the Gaudreau family and supporting each other as we continue to grieve the loss of Johnny and Matthew." Waddell said the team will look to its leaders, including center and captain Boone Jenner. Jenner said the Blue Jackets must persevere and support each other as a collective unit. "As a team, we're going to get through this together," Jenner said. "We're going to grieve, cry, be vulnerable, and support each other every step of the way, but we will persevere, because I know that's what Johnny would have wanted." Defenseman Erik Gudbranson said that while he has struggled to find consistent connections with many teammates over the years, Gaudreau's unique way of driving him crazy brought them together. "You will continue to inspire me to be just like you," Gudbranson said. Gaudreau, an unrestricted free agent at the time, signed a 7-year, $68.25 million contract with the Blue Jackets in 2022. Defenseman Zach Werenski highlighted Gaudreau's decision to move from Calgary, where his NHL career began and blossomed, and embrace the city of Columbus. "You brought so much joy and excitement to the city," Werenski said. "I've never quite seen anything like it." The Gaudreau brothers were cycling on a road in Oldmans Township on Thursday night when a man driving an SUV in the same direction attempted to pass two other vehicles and struck them from behind at about 8 p.m., according to New Jersey State Police. They were pronounced dead at the scene. Police said the driver, 43-year-old Sean M. Higgins, was suspected of being under the influence of alcohol and charged with two counts of death by auto, along with reckless driving, possession of an open container, and consuming alcohol in a motor vehicle. Gudbranson ended his statement with a message to people considering driving while under the influence of alcohol. "If you think about driving after a few beers or a fun night, please, please, please do not," Gudbranson said. "Find a way home." At the annual NHL Players Association Rookie Showcase outside Washington, union executive director Marty Walsh said the tragic situation was having wide-ranging effects around hockey. "The deaths of Johnny and his brother are impacting a lot of players in the league as a whole, and obviously is impacting their alma mater, Boston College, and the people in Boston," Walsh said. "The tributes are beautiful to see. We've just got to continue to support the family the best we can." By Noah Weisskopf.